With The Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Carol Morrison raised chickens for Purdue for 23 years on Maryland's eastern shore. Then one day she decided she'd had enough. It was the day the company told her to block all the windows of her chicken houses, so Purdue's 50,000 birds would live in continual darkness. Why darkness?
Well, when it's dark inside the chicken houses, the chickens are docile. That way they're not wasting energy, which means feed. They just plop down and they convert the feed to pounds of meat.
Morrison refused. Her contract was terminated.
It was either you do what we say or you get no chickens.
Now, Purdue has a slightly different version of the breakup story. But the bottom line is that Morrison left and went into business for herself. She bought 600 Rhode Island red hens, good for laying eggs. She cut holes in the sides of her two chicken houses, which allowed the birds to walk outside, enjoy the sunshine and fresh air, and eat grass and bugs. That's instead of the antibiotics, chicken parts, grain meal, and arsenic the company made her feed the birds until 2007. Now Morrison's chickens are looking healthier and living longer, and the stream next to her farm runs clearer, too, because she has less manure from fewer animals. That's better for the Chesapeake Bay. What is most surprising, however, is that Morrison is now earning about 50% more money selling her own eggs to Whole Foods than the poverty-level income, $16,000 a year, she earned raising many times more chickens under contract for Purdue. Helen Silbergeld is a professor at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. She said Morrison's move to become an independent farmer is very encouraging. The poultry companies have long shortchanged family farmers, she said, by demanding total control over every aspect of the poultry business, while leaving the contract farmers and taxpayers stuck with the responsibility of waste disposal and pollution management.
Farmers have gotten the rawest end of the deal of the contract system, which was part of the industrialization model from the very beginning.
Julie D. Young is a spokeswoman for Purdue. She said it would be wrong to suggest the company's abusing farmers or the Bay.
We work with nearly 2,000 farmers across the country, many generations of families that have raised chickens, and they voluntarily continue to raise chickens every year. So if it were a bad financial situation, I don't think we'd have so many growers continuing to do it.
Whole Foods sells Carol Morrison's pasture-raised eggs under her name for $5.99 a dozen. That's twice the price of supermarket eggs produced on farms under contract to big companies. Morrison has a solution for this price discrepancy. She says the Maryland General Assembly next session should impose a tax of 5 cents per bird to chickens owned by big companies like Purdue, with the millions of dollars raised used to clean up the Chesapeake Bay. Bill Satterfield is spokesman for the Delmarva poultry industry. He said the so-called Poultry Fair Share Act would be unfair to the poultry companies.
The chicken companies do not own the manure. They do not own the farmland on which the manure is applied as a locally produced organic fertilizer. And it's a stretch to say that the chicken companies should be responsible for the environmental practices of farmers throughout the state of Maryland.
He warned the chicken tax might encourage big poultry operations to move out of Maryland. That sounds like a threat, but it might actually bring promise to the Bay and farm families. Farmers might enjoy a healthier income and pride of ownership if they broke the chains of the contract farming system and followed Carol Morrison. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
I am looking for freedom.